أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إليه يرد علم الساعة، وما تخرج من ثمرات من أكمامها، وما تحمل من أنثى ولا تضع إلا بعلمه. In the previous ayat, the end of the 24th surah, Allah Ta'ala explained the objections of the non-believers with regard to the belief of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the consequences they will face on the day of Qiyamah. Yeah, in the beginning of the 25th supara, Allah explains about the question of Qiyamah, which also the non-believers kept on asking, when will Qiyamah come? And also some very solid psychological facts Allah mentions in these ayat. In the beginning, Allah Ta'ala says, إِلَيْهِ يُرَدُّ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ. اسی کی طرف حوالہ ہے قیامت کی خبر کا. Only Allah knows when the day of Qiyamah will come, that department, and that has to be referred to Allah Ta'ala. He alone knows, and He has not disclosed this to any malaika, to any nabi or anyone. That is which is only in the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala. And yeah, also it is an indication and an advice that don't worry about what you don't have to worry. What you have to worry is to prepare for the day of Qiyamah. Like if in any department of any company, they inform them, we're having an inspection in your department, and those people just were demanding when is the day of the inspection, and they're not clearing up their matters, not getting their matters in order, and the inspection takes place, they are in big problems because they haven't got their things in order. Whereas on the other hand, those people who do not worry what date, they just got news there is going to be an inspection, and immediately they start getting all their things in order. Whenever that inspection takes place, then they are ready for it. Like that, Allah has told us to be ready for the day of Qiyamah, but Shaitan beguiles us and makes us all the time work on things which is not in our jurisdiction, which is not in our department, and that is we want to know when is the day of Qiyamah. So this was a very common question, which in a mocking way, the Kuffar of Makkah should say to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that when is that day going to come which you're talking of so much, and you are, what kind of a day it will be, we are waiting for that day. Then further Allah explains His great knowledge. وَمَا تَخْرُجُ مِن ثَمَرَاتِ مِن أَكْمَامِهَا اور نہیں نکلتے کوئی میوے اپنے غلاف سے. And no fruit comes out from its bud. That is, when the seed is planted, the tree grows, and then a bud comes, the flower comes, then the fruit comes. So no fruit ever comes out from its bud. وَمَا تَحْمِلُ مِنْ أُنْثَى اور نہیں رہتا حمل کسی مادہ کا. And there isn't any female that conceives, whatever type of female it might be, human beings, animals, even in the vegetation and in the plant world, all these things which bear, all of them what bear, and whatever that fruit, whether it's going to be sweet or sour or bitter, whether it's going to reach its age of ripening or not, whether there will be a storm, a hailstorm, whether there will be droughts and it dies off, whether that fetus in the mother, whatever type it might be, whether it's a boy, a girl, whether it's going to grow up, whether it's going to die in infancy, whether it will be still born, whether it will be good or bad, or the full details of everything, illa bi'ilmi, usko khabar nahi magar Allah. Only Allah has got that full knowledge. Nobody. Allah's knowledge is such, what are you testing the knowledge of Allah, that when is the day of Qiyamah going to come? Where can you even imagine the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala? وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ أَيْنَ شُرَكَائِي اور جس دن ان کو پکارے گا کہاں ہے میرے شریک. And on that day, the day of Qiyamah, when it will come, there is no doubt whatsoever. When it will be heralded in, then they will call, it will be said, where are my partners now? The things that you are worshipping besides me, and you are hoping that they're going to help you, they will intercede for you, where are my partners? There are no partners, nobody to stand with one besides Allah Ta'ala. قَالُوا آذَنَّاكَ बोलेंगे हमने तुझको कह सुनाया. दे विल से दैट वी हैव टू वी हैड मेड यू हियर, वी हैव क्लियरली टोल्ड यू एंड मेड यू हियर. मा मिन्ना मिन शहीद, कोई उसका इकरार नहीं करता. नो बडी विल से दैट देयर इज एनी पार्टनर ऑफ अल्लाह तआला. अल्लाह हैज मेड इट सो क्लियर एंड सो मैनिफेस्ट. वेरी सैड विल बी द केस ऑफ दोज पीपल हु अनफॉर्चुनेटली वी ऑल्सो थिंक आर वेरी क्लेवर एंड वेरी इंटेलिजेंट, हु कांट बिलीव इन द वननेस ऑफ अल्लाह तआला. But yet we regard them just because they are playing with some toys, some little children who are very, very cute with their toys, and we think he's very cute, he's very smart, but he doesn't, it's just all play, just a tomfoolery and just a play. This dunya is nothing but tomfoolery, and we think the people who are playing in this dunya, they are really very advanced, etc. On the day of Qiyamah, this reality will be made known, that these people were just in play in a dream world. وَضَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَدْعُونَ مِنْ قَبْلِ, اور چو گیا ان سے جو پکارتے تھے پہلے. And all that what they used to call on their idols, their technology, whatever they had and they dependent on it besides Allah Ta'ala, it won't be there on Qiyamah's day. There won't be any computers, any computer programs. There won't be anything of technology. It will be Allah there, and then all the things they worshipped, or the people of the past who worshipped stones, who worshipped trees, all those things they worshipped will not be present there. وَظَنُّوا مَا لَهُم مِّن مَحِيصٍ, اور سمجھ گئے کہ ان کو نہیں خلاصی. And then the non-believers, those who did not believe in Allah correctly and who did not prepare, they will realize now there is no salvation for us. There is no way out for us. We can't postpone the case. We can't get it. We can't get another retrial again. Nothing. We are doomed, and we have to go now to the jail of Allah Ta'ala, which is Jahannam. Then Allah Ta'ala explains very solid psychological facts what human nature is like. لا يسأم الإنسان من دعاء الخير, نہیں تھکتا ہے آدمی مانگنے سے بھلائی. Man all the time wants goodness in all his matters. He wants good health, he wants lot of money, he wants good houses, he wants traveling, he wants all the goodness, and his nature is such that all the time he wants goodness. There is nobody who wants bad days to come, who wants days just to carry on as they are. We want better things all the time. وَإِن مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ فَيَئُوسٌ قَنُوطٌ, اور اگر لگ جائے اس کو برائی تو اس سے تو توڑ بیٹھنا امید ہو کر. And when in this hope of his and in this frame of mind of his that I just want good all the time, suddenly he gets a knock, things go bad. We know this is happens to every person. Things don't just go good all the time. You met up with an accident now, a fire came now, somebody met up with a heart attack now. All these things are happening, and when that happens, then he becomes completely depressed. His eyes are not on Allah, his eyes are just on having a good life, and he's moving with that frame of mind. But then the knocks, ups and downs of this dunya's life is like a roller coaster. Sometimes things are going good, sometimes they are going bad, and when the knock comes on a person who did not have iman on Allah, or his iman was very weak, and he gets a knock, he just becomes totally depressed. He gives up all hope, and he feels that everyone and everything is against him. He will work now to prove, this one did me down, that one did wrong to me, and his life just carries on in that nature. وَلَيْنَ ذَقْنَاهُ رَحْمَةً مِّن بَعْدِ ذَرَّا, اور اگر ہم چکھائے اس کو کچھ اپنی مہربانی پیچھے ایک تکلیف کے. And if we make him to taste again our mercy after that problem came to him, whatever difficulty came, every dark cloud has got a silver lining. Now when that opening comes at the end of the tunnel, you see light again. Things are going your way again. When that comes, and this also Allah does for everyone. People have very hard days, but then again, days of ease and comfort also come. So when those days come, then this person's nature is such. مَسَّتْهُ لَيَقُولَنَّ هَذَا لِي, तो कहने लगे ये है मेरी लाइफ. ही से यस दिस इज माय वे, दिस इज माय प्लानिंग, माय इंटेलिजेंस, आई वर्कड इट आउट. ही फॉरगेट्स हाउ लॉट दुआ ही वाज मेकिंग टू दुआ टू अल्लाह टू रिमूव दैट डिफिकल्टी. ही सेड टू अल्लाह आई एम हेल्पलेस, आई कांट डू एनीथिंग. इवन ए हार्डकोर एथियस्ट कम्स टू दिस पोजीशन, ही विल कॉल अल्लाह नेचर एंड ही विल आस्क फॉर द टर्न ऑफ नेचर टू बी इन हिज फेवर. बट व्हेन दैट डे कम्स देन ही forgets Allah completely. And now he says, I worked it out. I had my planning, my context, my friends helped me out, my money helped me out, and I came out of my problem. And further, Allah explains that this person will say that I don't even think Qiyamah will come. Now when days of ease will come, then he will even forget Qiyamah, and he says, I don't think there is any Qiyamah. All this, and he forgets the difficulty that he was in, the problems he was in, and now he becomes bold, and he becomes daring with Allah Ta'ala also, and he denies hard facts. This is the nature of insan, and Quran has come to correct our wrong psychological thoughts and our way of life. Quran has come to correct all that. So in this ayat, Allah has taught us His great knowledge. Knowledge of Qiyamah is only with Allah Ta'ala, that a person who prepares for Akhirat won't have suffer, but those who didn't won't see the things that they were worshipping. They will be in great despondency there and great problems. And this, that a person, the great psychological condition of a person, that he wants good all the time. When he gets a knock, then he goes in a great depression. He even commits suicide. Most of the suicides are in so-called civilized countries. And whenever goodness will come to him, he won't ascribe it to Allah. He will want to take credit for it. May Allah let us correct our conditions and have full iman and trust on Allah.